Hey guys, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to the show. And if you want to be a supporter, please do not forget to subscribe. Subscribing really helps the show out, as well as leaving a review. I would love to see some of your guys' reviews. Even if there's some advice in there, I will read it online. You know, I just really, really, really would appreciate it so, so much. So, and then the last thing I want to ask you guys to do is to share. So if you're listening to this right now, screenshot the podcast and share it to your Instagram stories or your Instagram page and tag the show in it, The Fat Yogi Show. This helps people find the show so more people can listen in, and I would so greatly appreciate it. You guys are amazing, and I love you so much. Thank you so much for supporting the show, and here's this week's guest. Welcome to the Fat Yogi Show, featuring interviews with amazing fat yogis with compelling conversations about being fat and their yoga practice. These interviews create a space for inclusivity and support for fat yogis from all over. I'm Tiffany Crow, yoga instructor, fat chick, and now podcast host, with a goal of giving power to anyone to say, I am a fat yogi. I'm so grateful you are tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Okay, guys, today's episode is so cool. So I had no idea that you could be a plus size model and not live in New York or LA or Chicago or some big place. Today's guest is still learning and experiencing yoga from a beginner's perspective. She's new to yoga. She's not new to being fat. She's been a part of the body positivity movement for a few years. And like I said, she's a plus size model. She has some runway shows coming up. They have been delayed because of COVID-19, but she will definitely let you know when they're going to be back up and running. You can find her at Mary_Cat_Demond. She would love to bring plus size women into all areas of the fashion industry, including high fashion. She's still learning yoga herself. She doesn't teach classes. She doesn't have anything like that. But the runway shows, you guys. I cannot wait to like see some of the footage of that. She has a peace of mind. She loves the peace of mind that yoga gives her and how it's helped her become more in tune with her body. Oh, you guys, this guest is so cool. So welcome to the show, Mary.
Hello, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, is this Mary?
This is Mary. Is this Tiffany?
Yes. Welcome to the Fat Yogi Show.
Hi. Yeah, that's awesome.
So, thank you so much for still being available. Sorry about the confusion in the time zones. I'm still learning.
So no, that's totally okay. I was like, you know what? I should have just said that. Like,
yeah, no, but, yeah. I mean, it's, you just don't realize, you know,
right?
You're just in your own bubble, not realizing everyone's in a different time zone.
Right.
Well, welcome. I'm so excited to get to interview you. Your story is very cool, and I think it's going to relate to some of the listeners, and let's just like jump into it. So since you are a yogi and mm-hmm. you have that background, when did you start practicing?
So I started doing yoga. Well, I guess like when I was in high school, yoga was part of our warm-up when we were, you know, in musicals, and then also like part of our like physical education program, we did yoga, and I actually really hated it back then. I thought it was kind of painful. I thought it mm-hmm. was extremely uncomfortable. I was always, you know, like the biggest person in the room, and I thought everybody was looking at me. Didn't like it that much. About 6 months ago, I actually started kickboxing though. Mm-hmm. And I found that I was lacking in flexibility. And that like, you know, like my muscles really hurt. And so I needed to find a way to, you know, better stretch and figure that out. And so I actually started using an online yoga program. Beachbody actually has one that I really like. And I've been using that ever since. And I usually use it 1 to 2 times a week. I've been a little bit, you know, like there's been breaks in between that. And stuff like that, especially these past couple weeks. Just, you know, haven't been using it as much, but, you know, certainly like keep going with it. And I really, yeah, it's been really great since I started again. So.
So in high school, you said you were like the largest person there. Have you always been like a fat person, or when did you notice that you were fat?
Yeah, so I've always been, you know, fat my whole life. I'm also tall. And so that's always
tall
been
girls, yay.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yes. So that's always been a big part of it too, is that like I've always just been bigger in many aspects than many people in the room, especially in my hometown. And so I think I know my parents did a really good job, though, when I was younger, about not really bringing a lot of attention to it. So I was kind of lucky in that aspect. And then in high school, I was kind of in my own little bubble. So I wasn't really, you know, not that I didn't notice or not that I wasn't paying attention. I just don't think I cared that much when I was in high school. So I think the first time I really ever started to feel like fat was probably when I was about 16, and started noticing, you know, like everyone was getting asked on dates and stuff like that. I was kind of like, oh, why is nobody dating me?
Right.
And then I actually started dating my ex-boyfriend at the time, and he's also fat, and he's very kind. He's a very sweet guy, but people would like walk up to us and be like, oh, you guys are such a cute couple. And then for the longest time, I was trying to figure out like what was so different between us and other couples. And I was like, oh, we're both, you know, like I'm 5'10", he is over 6 feet tall, you know, we're both fat and tall, you know? And I think that's like what people were looking at, when ultimately we weren't really that great of a couple relationship wise. Yeah. So yeah, I think that's definitely when I started feeling, and especially in college too, when I dated my ex, he had a bunch of friends who had eating disorders, and they were very thin as a result of those eating disorders. And I think that was the first time that I ever actually like really, really saw myself as fat, and really started to become, I don't want to say like a problem in my life, but something that I noticed and, you know, thought about more than I had ever had before. Especially because I went away for college. I didn't have my parents. I didn't have that support. So yeah.
Wow. Did that influence you at all? Did you end up getting an eating disorder at all, or anything like that?
Yeah. So I did. I know. I definitely had one for a little while.
Yeah.
When I was with my ex, I think it was mixed. You know, it was the eating disorder was more of a control focused thing, is that everything I'm with my ex-boyfriend, like, and this was my college boyfriend, it was more of like a, you know, I just didn't fit in and I didn't feel right. And so I was like, you know, I can control what I eat. And so I remember there were points in my life where I was like crying over eating a bag of chips that day, and that had all I had been eating. And so, you know, I think at the time, like, especially because now, you know, my bachelor's degree is in social work, and I always, you know, look back at that person that I was, and I was like, you know, I really knew what I was going through, but I wasn't addressing it. And so like it definitely, especially because I'm a plus size model now, you know, I have to be careful making sure that I don't go back to that same like control over my food versus like now, like I can like accept my body. But, you know, even in the plus size modeling world, like there's definitely like that issue where it's like, oh, like, you know, I'm a size 18, but, you know, a lot of plus size models are a size 12 and so stuff like that. But, you know, kind of moving forward from that, and definitely I make sure to pay attention to it. And my current support system is just great. So I'm really lucky in that aspect too.
That's amazing. Who do you have for your support system?
Yeah. So I have my boyfriend who I live with, and he's just really good about, you know, like he definitely has had body confidence issues and body image issues. And I think that's, you know, really helped us in our relationship, and, you know, understanding that like we both find each other beautiful, attractive people, and that like, you know, we don't have to look this very specific way in order to be that.
I love that.
I also have friends. I have more friends than I ever thought I would have, but I have friends who really are very supportive. I have, you know, one of my best friends, she does live out of the country, but, you know, we keep in contact all the time. And then, you know, I have a, you know, just people that I even grew up with. Some of my friends that I grew up with have been really supportive and great. And so, yeah.
That's awesome. How about your family? Do you, are they overweight?
Yeah. So, both my parents have, you know, been overweight their entire life. My dad has seen some health problems As a result, my mom, not so much. But because of that, you know, like when I was in high school, they didn't really talk about my weight. They didn't really address it. Since going to college more and more, they might say something, and they never, I don't think they ever mean it in a way to be hurtful, but like my mom joined Weight Watchers and tried to get me to join it with her. And you know, stuff like that. But for their support is very good as well. Like they've always been good about, you know, like making sure that I feel confident in myself and who I am, you know, and not, you know, even so they're not so concerned about what people physically look like, excuse me, in the first place. So that's always been helpful, is that they've always placed so much more emphasis on like how you behave and what you do and, you know, stuff like that. So their support is definitely there too. I talk to them weekly and, you know, they've always been great. They've always been such an important aspect of my life.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Does anybody else in your family do yoga?
No, I don't think. I think my sister-in-law, I think if I tried to get her to do it, she would. I think she's probably the only one that I could talk into it. I have friends who do. I have friends who actually got me to start doing yoga. But yeah, no one in my family does. My mom was kind of like how I was in high school, just really hates it. It's never been her thing. And I don't even know if my dad would be open to trying it. So, yeah.
What do you like about yoga?
Yeah, so I really like the kind of inwardness of it, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So the ability to kind of reflect on yourself. And I really like, you know, not having this focus on like losing weight. Like, you know, when people, I like to do like a lot of online workouts. I actually stopped going to gyms a while ago because I was sick of the trainers and, you know, going to classes and always being like, think about the calories you're burning and the weight that you're losing. And when I was going through my body acceptance journey, that just wasn't good talk for me to be hearing. So I switched to doing at home workouts, and it's really just changed the way that I view working out in general. But yeah, you know, even so, like in the yoga videos, you never hear people go like, oh, you know, think about the calories you're burning. It's usually like, think about like controlling your breathing and like just like experiencing your body. And that's one thing that I love about yoga, is like experiencing my body for what it can do and what it is.
Yes, I love that too. So you say that you're on a body acceptance journey. When did that start?
I think it's probably, you know, I think that people are, you know, on this journey their entire life, even if they don't realize it. But I would say that I actually started really getting deep into like the body acceptance, body confidence when I was getting out of my eating disorder. And so I would say I've been on this acceptance journey, like really like into it and looking at like different ways to eat and, you know, following different influencers and, you know, people on social media. I've probably been in this journey for about a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did you kind of start it? Like if somebody was going to go down this same journey, what tips would you give them?
Yeah. So I started this journey. One day I just kind of woke up and I was like, you know, this isn't working for me. You know, the whole dieting and the whole like over-exercising and that. So I actually started following different Instagram influencers, and Instagram's always been such a complicated social media base for me. Cause at one end, I think that like people put on a face and I don't always like that. But then I've started to realize that there's many positive aspects of Instagram. And so I actually started following Body Positivity Panda.
And
yes. And I bought her book. And I read her book. And I don't know, maybe the book didn't come out quite that long ago. I can't remember, but I think I got it like right when it came out and I read it. And I was like, wow, like this really speaks to me on so many levels.
Yeah.
So yeah. And that's actually, she talks about yoga in the book a little bit too, in doing that. And so that's like, I started to realize that like, you know, working out and exercising can be part of just knowing that like these are things that my body can do, so why not do them, instead of being like, this is about, you know, trying to lose weight. And I would say like any advice that I would give to people who are just starting the journey, and I think one of the best advice I'd ever heard was actually from the Fat Chat Pod, and their podcast, and they actually talked about finding a body double or someone on Instagram who like looks like you and has a similar body to you. And that's actually something that I did. I think I heard that advice right when their podcast came out. So But even in the last 3 months, like my journey has just kind of skyrocketed and I just feel so much more confident in who I am as a person. Mm-hmm. And I think part of that was finding those body doubles. Cause like I see these women who look like me and I'm like, wow, they're beautiful. So it's like, yes. A way for me to be like, oh, wait a second. I'm beautiful too. So.
Yes. Oh, I love that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you were talking about doing the in-home workouts for mm-hmm. Beachbody. What do you like about the instructors on there?
So it definitely varies from instructor to instructor. Some of the instructors I really like because they don't talk about doing this as a way to lose weight. Some of them just talk about this as a way to move your body. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that. I really enjoy a lot of them have this really just fantastic energy. Mm-hmm. That I really like, where they're just excited and happy to be there. I also really like that they have someone in every class that they do that's about like modifiers, and so they do like a modifying pose, so it's not like they're not a pose, but even just like different ways, because like some poses are uncomfortable, like downward dog has always been a very, and it's a difficult pose for everybody, but it's just always been hard on me. Mm-hmm. And so like finding ways to modify that so that it still moves my body and stretches it has actually really helped. And they do that in Beachbody. And so that's one thing that I really like about those workouts. And there's so many, which I really like too. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have Pyo, which is kind of like if you mix yoga and Pilates together.
Yeah.
And that's one I really like because they also don't talk about weight loss on that one. They talk mm-hmm. about strengthening and lengthening and like elongating your body. And they're not talking about changing it. They're just talking about doing what it can do.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
And you said you make some modifications in down dog. Do you mind mm-hmm. sharing like what they are?
Yeah. So I think a lot of times people think that they have to like keep their knees straight. I don't. Mm-hmm. I bend mine because it just takes off a lot of tension that I feel in my shoulders. Okay. Also, I don't always hold it for the length of amount of time that they make you hold it. Like if I have to, you know, I'll go into a child's pose, you know, in more wrestle position just because I – you know, and I also do like to do the like a further stretch. Like sometimes I will push my heels back because I find that really helps, especially when I was doing kickboxing, it helped me stretch my calves, you know, and just part of my body. And so just like kind of making sure that I'm listening to what my body is saying. And if it's like, hey, this is starting to get less of a stretch and more painful, then I kind of back away and, you know, do what I can do to modify that.
Yeah, those are some great tips because I feel like when you, especially if you're in a class or maybe even just like wrestling with your ego a little bit, mm-hmm. you're like, I need to be in the same pose, you know, and I need my legs to be straight. I need to hold it for as long as I possibly can, you know, and that's really not what yoga is about. It's about doing what's right for your body in that moment. So
exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. So what's your favorite yoga pose?
Oh, I really like the warrior positions. Warrior one has always been one of my favorites. It feels really powerful, really strong. So I think that might actually be my favorite. Any of the positions that are kind of like more about like grounding yourself and finding like that strength. Some of the tree poses are really good in that too. Even though my balance is not great, I still do like it. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the thing is like somebody might say like, I'm not that great at this, but like yoga isn't about like achieving the pose. Yoga mm-hmm. is about practicing. So that's why we call it a yoga practice. So I just feel like that's something, you know, people need to hear, listeners listening to this, they need to hear yoga is all about just doing what's right for your body in the day that you're doing it. So I love that. What's your favorite length of class?
I like classes. I think it definitely like depends on my day. I like them to be between like a half hour and 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. If they're going to be a full hour, I'm okay with that too. But then typically in that full hour, I'll spend, you know, I'll make sure and I'll kind of end it, you know, where I feel I need to end it. And then I'll make that last 10 minutes more of a meditation. Which I really like, but yeah, like that half hour 45, because anything less than a half hour, I don't really feel that I'm getting what I need out of it. But then if I hit, you know, that like 45 minute mark, then I also have issues focusing. And so I start to like think about like, oh, like, what do I have to get on to next? And so, like, I always make sure I have some kind of meditation at the end of it, too, to make sure that I'm not just, you know, going from this relaxing position and then straight away, like, you know, rushing into my job or, you know, what I have to do for that day.
So talk to me more about meditation. Have you always meditated?
Yeah. So meditation, I mean, for me, I grew up, my family is very religious. I grew up religious. I wouldn't say I am so much anymore. But it actually kind of started as prayer when I was younger, mm-hmm. especially when I was in middle school and high school. I was always pretty good at like being able to focus on something like that, you know, for an extended period of time. Mm-hmm. I probably stopped meditating when I was in college, at least my first 2 years of college, and then probably my third year as well. And then my senior year, I needed to find a way to center myself. I was, you know, working 40 hours a week, had an internship, you know, all these different things. And so I was like, you know, I need to find a way to meditate again. So I actually started doing like smaller meditations, mm-hmm. throughout the day, where I would take like 10 minutes or even just like 5 minutes or 30 seconds or whatever I needed just to like check in and center myself and just, you know, I mean, not think about something, but just focus on my breath, you know, mm-hmm. turn my computer screen off, whatever I had to do. Now more recently, I'm able to do it for longer amounts of time. So I started probably doing that 10 minute meditation a day. I had to think about this. Probably started that about 6 months ago. Okay. And I just find that it's really helped. And just on so many different things. I was going through some rough times at work and it really helped me like realize that like, you know, there's a reason that I have the job that I have and all these different things. So, yeah.
And this job is the modeling job?
No, my modeling is more of a hobby. My actual, my full-time job is I'm a case manager with a long-term care agency. Mm. So I work with persons who have disabilities or the frail elder population. So I kind of, you know, sometimes like depending on the way that even sometimes depending on the way that politics are going or even just, you know, sometimes some of my members have, you know, mental health issues that they're going through and, you know, just being an empathetic person and doing what I do. I mean, that can really take a toll on, you know, on me and definitely on my coworkers. And so, yeah, that's definitely the job because the modeling job, like I definitely try to not put too much pressure on myself about that one. Cause it, mm-hmm. if you do, I definitely work very hard at trying to become a better model. Like I have goals, like I want to see more, you know, fat women represented in high fashion runways, like and you know, like, and I always say, like, you know, if I don't start working on this now, then who's it gonna be, you know?
Right.
And so doing that, but then I feel that if I put too much pressure on myself, then I start to fall back into this whole like, why am I not good enough, like why am I being rejected, stuff like that. And then I start to, you know, I try to make sure I don't slip back into that eating disorder, you know, territory. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How long have you been a model?
So about 2.5 years ago, I modeled for about a year where I just basically did runways and various like volunteer things. And then actually I took a break while I was finishing up my bachelor's degree and starting my master's degree. And, you know, I was getting in a much more serious relationship and moving and all this different stuff. So I took mm-hmm. a break. And then I actually just got back into it again in January. I signed on with an agency. And then since then, I've actually been doing a lot more. Like I've been doing more, you know, like modeling and photographs. And, you know, that's something that I hadn't done before. And I certainly am getting much more experience on the runway, even though with the whole, you know, just the way the world is right now, things have been canceled and rescheduled. But I'm hoping that, you know, once things are back to, you know, what they were like beforehand, that I can get back into doing that as well.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So where are you living at right now?
So I live in a suburb of Milwaukee, Wisconsin called Waukesha. I think our apartment's really cute. I live in a really nice apartment. Again, it's in the suburbs, so it's kind of a quiet area. I live with my boyfriend and our cat. So
awesome.
Yeah.
So you found this modeling career living in Wisconsin. That's so cool.
Yeah, I actually did. there's a, well, luckily I live close to, not super close to Chicago, about an hour and a half away from Chicago, but I really like to drive. And so one thing that helps is that, like, I'll, you know, I'll turn on a podcast or something, and then I'll drive, you know, that hour and a half to get into Chicago. And typically I'm in Chicago almost every Sunday, doing something for modeling. And I've been doing that probably since February, where I've been in Chicago every Sunday doing something. But, and there certainly is, you know, work to be done in Milwaukee as well. I think that people sometimes don't realize that, like, you can pretty much become a model anywhere. It doesn't have to be LA. It doesn't have to be New York. I mean, sometimes I'm a little bit jealous when I see, you know, all these opportunities and, you know, the different platforms that I'm on. And I'm like, oh, there is certainly more opportunities in the bigger metropolitan areas, but there's, there's certainly opportunities everywhere as well.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you're staying pretty busy.
I would say I've kept busy though. So.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and I hope it might inspire somebody to, like, just look around. I mean, how many times did you hear, like, you have such a pretty face or something like that, you know, and then now you're a model. So it's like, doesn't matter what your body shape is, you know, you can definitely, like, achieve whatever you'd like. I mean, you don't even need, I mean, not to say, like, you're not pretty or somebody is not pretty, because people like unique looks as well in the modeling world, correct? Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely. That's definitely something when I started submitting more photos to agencies and stuff that, like, you know, even on their websites, you'll see, like, specifically sometimes what they're looking for. And it's not always, you know, they're not always looking for a perfectly symmetrical face or, you know, like, all these different things that you think a model is, isn't always, you know, what agencies need or what they're looking for. So I say that anyone, you know, who wants to should try it, you know, because you never know what's going to be out there. So
that's so cool. You're so inspiring. You're inspiring me right now. So I love that. So have you ever had an experience where somebody, like, a negative experience because of your body, like somebody might look at you a certain way and, you know, might have given you a look or even said something to you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. I think that there's sometimes, especially like with my clients or something, I'll hear, you know, just because I have I have members who I absolutely adore and love. And but sometimes the specific population I work with doesn't always think about, you know, some of my members don't think about what they're saying when they say it. And so I do definitely work. Sometimes I hear it more along the lines of, it's like, oh, you're a bigger woman. And so on that case, I think that sometimes, and not just at work, but in general, people will walk up to me and think that they can say something that sounds positive about my body, but really internally really isn't.
Right.
I get a lot of, you know, comments about my hips. And it, again, it'll sound like, oh, you know, like, oh, you got big hips, like that must be nice, you know, or stuff like that. But in all honesty, I don't think that it's appropriate to comment on anyone's body really ever, whether it's good or bad. And certainly I think that people have, like, the other day I went to the doctor, and I just was doing like a know your numbers checkup, you know, really typical checkup. And the person, the nurse who took my blood pressure, went, do you know you have really good blood pressure? And I was is that a surprise?
you know,
like, it was just kind of odd. I was like, well, yeah, like, I've always, you know, had, you know, I've always been healthy, you know, I mean, relatively on that scale. So I wasn't, you know, like, when she was like, did you know that? And I was like, of course. Like,
like, this is not my first rodeo, lady. Right. I've been to the doctor before.
Right. You know, and again, so because no one will say, I mean, sometimes, like, you know, more so from family, more extended family, I think that's where I'll hear the almost not meaner comments, but, like, you know, there have been times where my grandma's, like, looked at clothes and she'd be like, if you were a smaller size, I'd buy that for you. And stuff like that. I don't get that so much from people outside of that. Within the modeling world, even, I haven't really gotten much of it from modeling. The only time I'm ever really discouraged is that, like, again, sometimes things will come off as a compliment. So, like, one time someone told me, they're like, oh yeah, like, you definitely need to audition for this. You have a really, really good look. And then internally I was thinking, I was like, but I truthfully believe that, like, every person is beautiful. And so I think everybody has a really, really good look, and that everybody should put themselves out there and do something different and do something new. So again, like, it's not so much directed at me, but like, I feel that like hurt that people feel when they're not told that, you know, or when they're not getting that experience. So yeah, I mean, I have stretch marks on my body too. And sometimes people think that it's their right to comment sure. about it and be like, oh, like if you use this cream, they'll go away. Yeah. Or I get like on Instagram a lot, I get a lot of those people that'll message me and be like, oh, are you looking to lose weight? And I was like, obviously you didn't look at my page.
Totally.
You know, so.
I get those too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I put down there on my Instagram bio, fat yogi living her best life.
Right.
Like, I'm here, like, not to say I wouldn't love to be thinner, but like right now I'm not, and I'm okay with it, and right. that's okay, you know. And you, I don't have to, obviously, like, I'd love to lose weight. I'd love to be in a thinner body. I know that weight over time can be a health problem,
right.
but right now my health is great. I have great blood pressure just like you. I get right. my regular checkups. If I was to compare myself to a thinner bodied person, I might even be healthier than them right now
right.
at 36. So yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from with that. What is your maybe a positive experience relating to like being a fat yogi?
Oh yeah, I would say that I definitely experienced more of the positive than the negative. Specifically the fat yogi world and just that connection in that community has just been like overwhelmingly positive. I mean, and that it's just been great. And so I think that like, you know, like the amount of people who I've just met and just like spreading this like positivity, I always call it like this positivity bubble, you know, that I can like stay in it. And for the most part, like the negative things don't hurt as much when you are much more surrounded by these positive moments and these positive instances and just these positive, you know, yogis. It's just so I really appreciated that.
What's your relationship with your body right now?
To be honest, these past couple weeks have been hard. I haven't been doing, you know, I mean, I haven't really been exercising. I haven't been doing what I typically do, because I've been feeling kind of, you know, down and you know, all these different reasons and excuses. And and because of that, my relationship with my body, like today and within the past 2 weeks, hasn't been great, because I've just been kind of eating and lounging around the house, and I'm a very, very social person. And so that's been really hard on me, is not being able to go out. And again, and it's normal. Like, I think that I have to remind myself that like, this is something that everybody feels, and I'm not just feeling this because I'm fat. Like, I'm feeling this because I'm a human.
Totally. Yeah, I've seen a lot of posts on Instagram about people who are trying to put on a brave face and finally say, like, I don't have a brave face anymore. Like, I feel really down and depressed, and I need a break, you know. And to be able to just be honest with yourself about it, and then just take the time you need to feel the feelings and then move past them. I mean, sometimes that's what it takes. So, you know, kudos to you to like kind of listen to your body and to do what's the best for it. what do you love about your body?
Oh, I would say, I think like one of the things that I love about my body is just like actually like watching it change and like noticing how that like my body isn't the same every day, and that it adapts to the situation. And so like one time when I really started to like, you know, I was on one of those moments where I was like in a weight loss journey, and then I was like noticing that I was somehow was getting more stretch marks, and I was like, what is going on? Like, why is my body, you know, doing this? And then like, I think I had a friend who went like, well, that's just your body changing. And that's just your body changing and, you know, doing what it's supposed to do. And I think like, even so, like, I just kind of love noticing that. And like, some days I can see my biceps and some days I can't, and that's okay. Yeah.
What do you dislike about your body?
I don't like when it hurts.
Okay.
You know, I think that like, especially, or, you know, sometimes, and I think, like, if this is just part of being a woman, like, sometimes, you know, like, I can really nitpick, like, the areas mm-hmm. of my body that I really want to change, you know, on a more permanent basis. Like, sometimes I'll look at my torso and I'll be like, oh, you know, so many people have longer torsos and I don't have that long of a torso. So there's not mm-hmm. that much space there. So that, like, you know, I don't have that long of a waist. And so I think a lot of times that, like, I wish I had a longer waist, but then I'm acknowledging mm-hmm. that's something I can't change. You know, like, yeah. even if I lost weight, like, that's always, I'm always going to have, you know, there's always going to be fat on my stomach and it's always going to be there. And so I think that, yeah. like, originally, like, when I was younger, I was like, oh, I want a smaller stomach. And mm-hmm. even so, like, certainly, yes, I would love to be in a thinner body sometimes. But for the most part, I've learned to love that, accept that about myself. And, you know, like, I definitely think that, like, as I go on this body acceptance journey, that the things that used to bother me, I'm actually learning to really love, you know? Good. So, yeah.
That's awesome. How do you feel about the word fat?
I like it. At first, I didn't like it. Uh-huh. Recently, I've been using it as more of a, like, just a term that's, like, to physically describe myself. Like, mm-hmm. I'm fat, and that's okay. Like, that's just a physical term. Like, it's on the same basis of, like, I have blue eyes. It doesn't really mean anything, mm-hmm. you know, to me anymore, other than, like, being part of this community of, you know, fat people. And I think that's something that's actually been empowering, is realizing that, like, I'm fat and that's okay. And that's good.
Yeah.
You know?
What are some of your fat yogi goals?
Yeah. So, certainly one of my goals is that I would love to one day be able to do the splits. I've always wanted to do that since I was young, and I would love to do it, you know, now. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that I've really been working on, is trying to improve flexibility in my legs. 'Cause that's always been the hardest part. Like, even when I was little and young, I couldn't touch my toes. And so I'm still not able to, you know, fully do it, despite, you know, how long I've been doing yoga, but, like, I get closer and closer every day. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. And I love seeing those posts where people are like, this is where I was at 1 year ago and this is where I'm at now.
Right.
Or maybe even 2 or 3 years ago, because you can see that, you know, yoga is a journey, mm-hmm. and 6 months is almost nothing.
Yes.
Practicing yoga, you know, so it's, you know, you're at the beginning and it's like feeling into your body and getting closer even 6 months in. That's amazing. Do you have any words of advice to people who have a bad relationship with being fat?
Yeah, I think, like, the advice I can give is that, like, body acceptance will come, but it doesn't just come on its own. Like, you do have to acknowledge that, like, fat phobia is real. And mm-hmm. I think that if you start to acknowledge that, like, this is, like, society wants you to think that you're supposed to look a certain way. And I think that, like, when I started following influencers and people on social media who looked like me, I started mm-hmm. to actually completely change the way that I view beauty, just in general. Like, yeah. and then more so following, like, a variety of different women and different people and different, you know, different genders and just all these, like, if you, the more you expand yourself and you challenge yourself, the more that your mind will change. And so if you follow people who are fat and use fat in a positive manner, and mm-hmm. you start to surround yourself with that energy, and on Instagram, on Facebook, on social media, if you start to do that, your mind, like, your chemistry, even within your mind, will change. And you'll realize mm-hmm. that, like, you know, these things are okay. But again, it doesn't come overnight. Like, it takes time. Like, it takes energy on yourself to, like, change your mind. And so I always, one of the biggest things I did, especially because, like, one thing I do like to do is I do like to exercise and I do like to work out. And so, like, one thing that I was like, you know, when I started doing yoga and going on to my, like, body confidence journey and my body acceptance mm-hmm. journey, was that realizing that, like, I'm no longer doing this to lose weight, but I'm doing this because these are things that my body can do. And I want to remind myself of this because, like, my body is awesome. So, like, yeah, I should try and get it to do different and new things, because I think that's really a cool part about being human, is that we all have our different, you know, things that we bring into this world, and that we all have different abilities mm-hmm. and, you know, and not everyone is able to do the same things. And I think that, like, even if the population, you know, that I work with, like, I work with persons who are seen as in society as being disabled. But I honestly, like, I look at my members and many of my members, like, it's not that they, you know, are disabled. I mean, that's the label that we have to put, you know, on that when it comes to language used, you know, in different laws and different, you know, programs and stuff. But everyone is just more differently abled, and that's okay.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. Differently abled. Do you have any last words on the topic of being fat?
I think that, like, I think in general, I think that, you know, many of us fat persons need to stop seeing this as a curse and start seeing it as just part of being a person.
Yes. You know? I love that. And then what do you want to plug? You have an Instagram account. Do you have a website or anything else?
No, I just have an Instagram account. I actually just updated it. So people want to search me. It's at Mary, M-A-R-Y underscore cat, C-A-T underscore Demond, D-E-M-O-N-D. People can follow me on my Instagram. I try to post every day pictures of my cats, who I absolutely adore and love. And then also pictures of myself from my modeling journey and just different things. So, yeah. And I definitely post pictures of myself doing yoga or getting done with yoga or doing more cardio-based things. And then you'll see pictures of myself sweating. And that's okay, too. So, yeah.
That is awesome. Okay, so we've kind of come to the end of the podcast. And this is the last five fun questions. Mm-hmm. So you don't know what they are. So if you need extra time, don't feel rushed. Take your time, since you're not sure what they are, since this is one of the first podcasts that are going to be coming out. So the first one is going to be favorite meal. What's your favorite meal?
Oh, that's such a hard one. I really like tacos. Like, if I can really get down to, like, the basic, like, I like tacos on corn tortillas with, you know, just like that carne asada and some cilantro and onion. Like, that's probably, like, I could survive off of that meal every day for the rest of my life, I think, and I'd be okay.
You and me both, girl. I'm with you on that. Right. Favorite TV show?
Oh, that's a good one. I would say Parks and Rec. I really relate to Leslie Knope.
I love it. Yes.
Yes.
Favorite book? You had mentioned one earlier. Is that your favorite book?
I don't know if that's my favorite book. I'm actually, when it comes to books, I really like classic novels. A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens.
Oh, classic. Yeah.
Yes.
What's your favorite Instagram account? Maybe give them a shout out.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I would say at Body Positivity Panda. That's probably my favorite. Ooh. I really love her energy, and I just, you know, everything about that. yeah.
Favorite way to spend a day off?
Oh, that's good. I really like to spend time outside. So my favorite way to spend a day off is any way that I can be outside. So in Wisconsin, something that's really popular is called beer gardens. And I like to go to a beer garden and just, you know, be with friends and be, you know, surrounded by people who I really love and enjoy and be outside in the sun. So
that sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Mary. This has been such a wonderful podcast, and I just enjoyed getting to know you and kind of your fat yogi journey. It's so unique, and I love that we're interviewing people even at the beginning of their yogi journeys, because I feel like somebody needs a place to start, and it really kind of helps pave their way to, like, maybe even just pushing play on a video to do yoga. Are there any last words you want to say before we wrap it up?
No, I think the only thing I can say is that, exactly, like, you got to start somewhere. So, you know, just push play on that video and, like, do what you can and have fun, you know, enjoy it.
All right. Thanks again, Mary. And you've been wonderful. And thanks for listening, you guys. And bye.
All right.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode, you guys. You are amazing. And I just want to leave you with checking out our website, thefatyogishow.com. I post blogs every single week of our guests, as well as the podcast and lots more info. So please, please, please go check that out. Sign up for the newsletter. You definitely don't want to miss out on that. And you guys have been so amazing. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste. Bye.